Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Corva to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Chris Blakely from Seattle.
Hey, how are things in Seattle?
Rainy.
You know, one of these days I'm going to ask that question to someone from Seattle, and they're going to give me a different answer.
Call in August.
I see. Well, what do you do there?
By day, I work as a data entry specialist at a medical research center.
Yeah.
And by night, I'm a burlesque dancer.
Oh, another one of those guys, eh?
Oh, yeah, just another one.
Now, excuse me.
Your excuse.
I have not traveled much. I'm not worldly, but I thought, generally speaking, your burlesque dancers were, in fact, women.
Generally speaking, yes. But there are a handful of us out there who actually dance boylesque.
Boylesque.
Yes.
Do you have a name under which you perform?
I have two of them, actually.
What are they?
One of them is Simply Steve, and that's a bit of bait and switch. And the other one is more of an MC. His name is Brandon Vandermuffin. Of the Black Forest Vandermuffin, yeah. We don't talk about Hancock. Yeah.
Chris, that one's got traction.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So.
Well, Chris, it's very nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
You're going to play Who's Corva this time? Corva Coleman, filling in brilliantly this week for Carl Castle, will now read you three quotes from the week's news.
All right.
If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Excellent.
All right, here is your first quote.
I've tried axe murderers, and I've never found the public as upset as this.
That's a defense attorney explaining to the Houston Chronicle why it was difficult to find people who could serve as jurors in a trial of executives at what disgraced company?
Dab in the dark. Enron?
Yes. Very good. Enron executives Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling finally went on trial for fraud and conspiracy charges, and a jury was seated, although defense attorneys had to settle for 12 citizens who merely wanted to beat up the defendants rather than tar and feather them. Best they could do. Then, the defense attorneys began the trial by saying not only were Lay and Skilling innocent, but that nobody had really done anything wrong. Quote, there is no evidence that any books were cooked at Enron. After hearing that, the jury immediately voted to reconsider tarring and feathering. Very good. Here's your next quote.
I guess I should warn you, if I turn out to be particularly clear, you've probably misunderstood what I've said.
That's the best Tom Cruise I've ever heard.
That statement pretty much sums up the style of a man who retired this week after 19 years as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Who?
Alan Greenspan.
Yes, of course. Very good. The man who ruled over the financial world like an incomprehensible colossus, retired from the job on Tuesday, but before he did, he did raise interest rates a quarter of a point, just, you know, for old time's sake. We, of course, have always been fond of Mr. Greenspan, a comic genius, underappreciated, I think, in his own time. Perhaps his greatest contribution to our show was the time when, due to an error with the closed captioning service, ABC News reported that Mr. Greenspan was in the hospital, quote, for an enlarged prostitute.
It's a lot. Salt will do that.
Yeah.
The mistake, however, did prompt Andrea Mitchell to go on a weight loss plan immediately.
Actually, Andrea Mitchell was asked about this, and her quote, her real response was, "He should be so lucky." Making me us like Andrea Mitchell as well, by the way. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Their net income for the year comes to $1,146 a second.
That, according to CNN, is the per second rate that led a certain company to the highest profits ever recorded. What company?
Oh. Was this Mobil?
Yes, actually it was. It was ExxonMobil, so I'll give it to you. They're the same company now, so it's all right.
So easy to lose track.
I know, it is. Their net income for 2005 was a staggering $36.9 billion, the highest profit ever recorded by any company ever. To respond to the widespread outrage about this, ExxonMobil took out ads in newspapers this week, saying, sure, $36.9 billion sounds like a lot of money, but A, it's a real pain to count. And believe us, what with everybody and their sister crowding into St. Bart's these days, there's really no fun place to go and spend it anymore. Corva, how did Chris do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Brandon Vandermuffin had three correct answers.
I wanted to say that again. You beat me to it.
He wins our prize, Carl Castle's voice on his answering machine. Wouldn't you love to hear that?
Yes, please.
You can still use Simply Steve.
I was about to say, for the sake of think of history, you need to have Carl say, hello, Brandon Vandermuffin is not here.
Well, I was thinking that for any promotional material, I can put down as heard on NPR.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.